man behind the development of Galway is at odds with the city of St. John's yet again. At the heart of the issue, well, it's a Christmas tree in the center of a roundabout in Galway. TuCor CEO Danny Williams says that last week, the company applied to the city to hook up power to the lights on a Christmas tree in the last roundabout on Beaumont Hamel Way, but they were given more hurdles than they expected. Williams speaks with VOCM's Richard Duggan about the issue.
Well, last week we basically applied just to hook up the power to a tree that we had installed at the major roundabout in Galway, which is what we did last year, and which was up all through Christmas. And, of course, obviously, like everyone else, you want to put up a tree and lights to try and, you know, warm people up and make them feel good about themselves during the year from hell, which is 2020. So anyway, we made the application and the city came back and said no, they had traffic concerns. Now, there were no traffic concerns last year when this was up for a few months. And then we responded and they came back and said, well, you'll have to file for a building development / development permit in order to have the tree there. So we did that. And this morning we heard back and we were told that we could we have to get a $2 million public liability policy or an insurance policy on the tree. But we couldn't light it in any event. So, in other words, we've erected now a beautiful 30-odd foot Christmas tree in the middle of a roundabout, and we can't light it up. But if we want to leave it there, we have to put an insurance policy on it. So we have no other alternative than to take it down.
What sort of regulations did you have to abide by last year to make this work, and why do you believe that now you're being faced with all these hurdles?
I'm at a loss for words. I have no idea. This just doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to any of the staff here or anyone I mentioned it to. We did exactly the same thing last year. We erected a Christmas tree. We lit it up. People gathered around to witness the lighting of it. And, you know, it wasn't any big secret. A lot of people go through Galway to Costco and to now to Princess Auto and all the other great shops that are out there. So, you know, it certainly wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a secret. And this year, all of a sudden, they decided to put us through the ropes. And there's traffic concerns. Well, if there was traffic concerns, there's nothing that's changed dramatically since last year, so that shouldn't be a problem. But then now to turn around and ask us for a $2 million insurance policy and say we can't light up the tree. I mean, this is on a roundabout now, by the way, that we built at considerable cost to ourselves and passed over to the city for a dollar. So it's ridiculous. I mean, why anyone would want to do business in this city is beyond me.
And now you mentioned now you have that $2 million insurance policy to have the tree there. And as you mentioned, you won't be allowed to light it. Did they give any sort of a reasoning to you as to why the tree can't be lit?
No, they did not. I just assume it goes back to traffic concerns. But, bulbs on Christmas trees in St. John's aren't something new. You just have to drive down the Prince Philip Parkway and you will see many tens of thousands of lights on Christmas trees and all around the city. And the interesting thing is the city is also publicizing this kind of gala tree lighting event that they're going to have on Thursday at 5:45, yet there's no lights allowed in Galway. But, you know, this is consistent with the way we've been treated in there, you know, since we started. Well, you've made a massive investment, which if I had my time back, I never would have done, but a massive investment in Galway. And you constantly get the ground rules changing, and then we're told we have to adapt. But we won't be adapting this time. There'll be no insurance policy. We'll take the tree out of there. And sadly, the people of Galway will be deprived of the benefit of at least having a little warmth and a little light in their Christmas.
You touched on it for a minute there about what you're saying is the city's treatment of Galway ever since you undertook this development. And in the press release that you sent out, a quote from that is, "I'll never begin to imagine the city's continued desire to be so punitive towards Galway." Explain what you mean behind those statements.
Well, you know, I don't know why they act in the way they act. I mean, here we are, you know, you're cutting out firefighters, you're into budget cuts down there. You know, they should be trying to do things to enhance development and create revenues for the city so that they, you know, if they have more revenue, obviously they can sustain more expenditures. And, you know, they should be working with us to try and grow Galway. But every time we turn around, there's a new requirement. The ground rules change. The shifting sands, you've always got to try to adapt. When you think you've got something finalized, all of a sudden there's a new demand, which is expensive. You know, for example, we were required to construct a water tower in Galway in 2014, which won't be really necessary until 2024. So that's the kind of thing that's going on. This was kind of, I've kind of kept my head down and just avoided conflict with the city over the last couple of years. But, you know, when you can't get a Christmas tree put up during Christmas in 2020, a really tough year for everybody with COVID and economic difficulties and everything else, well, then something is seriously wrong with their attitude.